the Marchalev, and the name of the Shain, and the name of the Tiftoch, Yag Itil Asacha.
Yeah.
It was, like you said,
like I said, the Nashim.
That's like the worst. All four beds.
Okay, we're continuing Shashirim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes in the Rebravda version, it's on page Reish Chav Ches. Reish Chav Ches. In the brown version. The blue version, I can't tell you. Okay, libavtini achoisi chalo. Libavtini ba'achas me'enayich be'achad anok. Put it out here. Oh, it's gone. So again, we see Rashi over here. So libavtini, Rashi says, means mashachto es libi elecha. Baruch Hashem is saying, I drew my heart to you. Libavtini, I drew my heart. Achoisi chala. Again, we saw last week. Now Klal Yisrael is called kala. When we went into Eretz Yisrael, we called kala. Libavtini ba'achas meinayich. So what's the love from? So the love is from the reason I was moishich as libi from one of your eyes. So Rashi says, harbe dugmois tovus shabach. You have so many different good things, but even if you only had one of them, I would still love you so much. B'chol shekein b'kulon, kol shekein, that you have so many good things. V'chein, he says the same thing as the second part of the pasuk. Biachas anok mitzav reinoich, biachas marvidei anke kishutayich. So we're going to see this in the Gaon. We talked about this really. We had a similar pasuk in Perek Aleph where it talks about having a necklace with different pieces to it. So he's saying even one of the pieces of your necklace, achad anok, anok is one of the pieces, mitzav reinoich, hem tachshitei mitzvah sheyisrael mitzuyanim b'hem. The jewelry that we're talking about, the necklace, are the mitzvah, the tachshitei mitzvah. And even if you just had one of them, one of these tachshitei mitzvah is enough. And second pshat, Rashi says, ba'achad anok is referring to one of your forefathers. Meaning, one of your forefathers who echad hayu miyuchad. It's referring to the one that was miyuchad. So achad here doesn't just mean any one, it means a specific one. The miyuchadika one, who is that? Avram hanikra anak ha'odom hagadol ba'anokim. He was a giant among giants. So the word anok over here is a lashon of a giant. V'chad anok mitzav reinoich. And I guess the neck is somehow back to the avos. You have to figure out how exactly that fits in according to Rashi. Zok the Gaon here. So the Gaon says, libavtini, also a lashon of, doesn't specifically say it, but a lashon of love, of drawing at my heart to you, says the Gaon, when? Kishalachta bayardein. Again, we're talking Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael. So you went into the Yarden, Ksiv vayimaher ha'om vayavru. So the pasuk says that they hurried through and they passed through the Yarden. Umachmazed nikva havosach belibi. So therefore, through this, says the Gaon, your love was nikva in my heart. So what does this mean here? This means as follows. Now, really, we had an interesting pasuk. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, that said, Moshcheini acharecha norutza. So the guy over there said, Moshcheini means that you went after me in the Midbar, Be'eretz Lo Yizrua. And acharecha norutza, the guy said over there means, when Klal Yisrael went through the Yarden, we ran through the Yarden, like he brings the same Pasuk, Vayimaru ha'om vayavru. And what he's saying over here is, that when Klal Yisrael ran through the Yarden, with a mehirus, they went very quickly through the Yarden. That is what was keveya the ava. Why? Because it was a mitzvah to go through the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to be mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs bizrizus, and therefore by running through, that they ran through the narutza, the vayamaru ha'am, is how they showed chishkom lekayim ha'mitzvahs, that they had a desire to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And Rav Rebbe over here goes through, brings different marmakaimus, negea to the inyan of zrizos, that shows a desire for for a mitzvah, but you have to be careful. There are two things that could happen when a person is rushing through to do a mitzvah, the mehiras. Either it's because he wants to get it over with, or he wants to do it as quick as possible, bizrizus. So you have to know, just because a person is running to do something, vayamaru, he's doing it quickly, it's not a raya that he's doing it for the right reasons. Could be he just wants to get rid of it. He doesn't want... it's like a masa al tzavara. He wants to do it quickly. However, over here, Klal Yisrael is not doing that. And the truth is, the minute we got into Eretz Yisrael, we got more mitzvahs. We said last week, mitzvahs atzluyas baretz, really, asiyas ha-mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, bishlei musa, is a much higher madrega. So adarabba, rushing to the other side of the Yarden can't be because we were in a rush to get rid of the mitzvah. Adarabba, we were running to do the mitzvahs. And because of that, now also there's the Mesillas Yesharim speaks about both halves of the picture. In other words, Zrizus and Mehirus could be a raya to the pnimius, that really you want to have, you have that desire to do the mitzvah. But of course, we all know the Mesillas Yesharim says that achitzoinis is ma'iras apnimius, that when a person does things in a superficial fashion, but it could be ma'iras pnimius. So running and doing a mitzvah quickly with his rizos, even if inside perhaps you don't feel it, but that is how a person is able to be ma'irer a feeling of zrizus. So it goes both ways. Sometimes a person is already holding on the madrega and he has roiv cheshek to do the mitzvah, so he does it with his zrizus. Sometimes the person is working on his internal midas hazrizus, so he also does a mitzvah with zrizus to be ma'irer pnimius. Both of those are good things. If a person's running to do the mitzvah to pater zechup because he wants it done with, obviously that's not going to be ma'iras apnimius, and that's not going to help the person either. That's the wrong reason. Oh, you gotta do that. We're all stuck again. To draw the picture, it's mevatel everything. So that is. So the Gaon is telling us over here that when Klal Yisrael went in with the Mehirus, showing how they want to go into Eretz Yisrael, to be makabel the mitzvahs, the cheshek of Zrizus HaMitzvahs, machmazen nikva avosuch belibi. Because of that, it was nikva, the av of Klal Yisrael, in the lev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, libabtini. There's a love for that. Now, it happens to be very geshmak according to the Gaon, because we explained, according to Rashi, sort of libavtini achaisi chala is like a hakdama to the pasuk. I love you. Now why? Okay, there's love to libavtini b'achas meinayich b'achadanok mitzavernayich is like a pirish. However, the Gaon's learning each one's independent. Libavtini achaisi chala is step number one. What is that referring to? Going through the yardein b'mehiras. Now there's a second thing. Libavtini b'achas meinayich. There's another reason for the ava that was nikva b'libi, and that is because with one of your eyes. So the Gaon says like this. Pirish. Ki b'tayra tzarech beiz dvarim. Tayra needs two things. Kabbalah u'maisa. It needs two points to it. There has to be a kabbalah, that a person's makabel on himself to do the mitzvahs or to do a mitzvah. And then there's the maisa mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah. V'teikev kishekibalte b'har evel u'v'har grizim nikva havosach v'libi. So here's another thing that happened when we went into Eretz Yisrael. We went to Har Evel and Har Grizim, and we were makabel as hatayra there, and we'll see that in a moment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, libavtini b'achas meinaych. The Kabbalah to keep the Torah is already enough for the Ava to be Nikva Belibi. So there's two things the Gaon is saying over here. He's saying, number one, the concept of Kabbalah Umaisa. And that's really this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Yisroi. Umaisha Allah Alalikim. The whole thing we said, what is Shamaya Tishmu Bekaili? He says Rashi, Im Tikablu Aleichem, if you're Makabal the Torah, Ushmartem is Brisi. Visimli Sgula Mikola Amim Kili Kalaretz. And the Siporna also says, Likabal Aleichem Atera Vahamitzvah. And this continued, Kla Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu went back, told them everything. They said, "Kol asher diber Hashem nase by Yosef Moshe's divrei ha'am al Hashem." Says the Sipurna again, what was Divrei Amal Hashem? That they were Mekabel Aleim Lasois. Vayayim Rashem Al Moshe, Hine Anoichi Boi Lecha Ba'avonon, Vayagim Moshe Divrom El Hashem. Again, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvar Meyesmo Kiblu Aleim Lasois Mashe Tetzavim. So on and so forth, through the whole Parsha, we say, the whole beginning of Kabbalah Satayra was to be Mekabel, to keep the Torah. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Rabbeinu Shalaylam Banecha Maminim Heim Umekablim Aleim Es Kol Asher Tiber Es Kol Asher Tedaber." So you see clearly that the Rabbeinu Shalaylam before Kabbalah Satayra was asking Klal Yisrael and telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "I need a message back." That they are mekabel to keep the Torah, the Kabbalah to keep it. It's not like, okay, when it comes, we'll do it. No, you have to make a decision and a Kabbalah to keep the Torah. Now, that's really something very important because the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema every single day. And we know there's three parshias, Shema, Vayim, Shemaya, and Vayomer. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachas, why is Parsha Shema before Vayim Shemaya? Because first you mekabel al malchus shemayim tchila. Parsha Shema is kabbalas al malchus shemayim, and then you're mekabel on yourself all mitzvahs in the Parsha of Vayim Shemaya. So every day, twice a day, there's a chiyuv to be mekabel all mitzvahs on yourself. To be mekabel. Now, where in Parshas Vayayim Shamaya are you supposed to have in mind to be mekabel all mitzvahs? So the Yisayid B'Shar HaShavayda, I heard this from Rabbi Avda many, many times. Yisayid B'Shar HaShavayda writes, on the Pasuk, V'samtem is Devorai Eila Alevavchem Al Nafshechem. After you say the whole thing, if you're going to listen to me, you'll have rain. If you're not, you're going to survive. With desire, me no rain. V'samta, we end off towards the end. V'samta is devorai eila alavavcha yal nafshechem. Put these things, these words, alavavchem v'al nafshechem, says the Yisayid v'sharash havoida, yichavein b'machshav toy b'zeh haloshoin b'kitzer nimrats. A person at that point should be have kavana, think in his machshava. B'simcha atzuma ma'oid, with great joy, ani mekabel al atzmi ol mitzvaysav. I'm mekabel the yoke of the mitzvahs. So twice a day, the parsha of Vayayim Shemaya, the Gemara tells us is kabbalas ol mitzvahs. Says the Yisayid B'Sharei Shavoida, when you get to the word b'samte mas devare alavav eila alavavchem al nafshechem, you should stop for a moment and think to yourself, ani mekabel al atzmi ol mitzvaysav. So mitzvah every single day to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. Again, you see, like the guy saying, it's the kabbalah is integral here. Before kabbalas atayra, Kodesh Baruch who wanted a Kabbalah from Klal Yisrael. Im Shamaya Dishmu, be Mekabel. Moshe Rabbeinu went back and said, they are Mekabel. Okay, now we can move on to the event called Maimon Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says every single day, not only Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, look, we're learning about in Derech Hashem on Thursday nights, what that is, Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, Hashem Echad. But now, in the second parasha of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, we'll have to see what the Ramchal says about that, but here, we're learning Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, Samtem is Devarai Eila, Hari Ani Mekabel Alatzmi all mitzvahsav. And the Kabbalah itself is very important. Now, now we find also, what does he talk about it over here? He brings over here, he has a riches about this, Kedarkei V'Kedesh. But somewhere here, he brings for Shem Rabbi Yeruchim that, I mean, you even really find this, Negea to Kriya Shema. We learned about this past Thursday night. If you're Makabal on yourself, when you say Kriya Shema, that you're willing to be Moser Nefesh, it's Ki'ilu Moser Nefeshai. It's Ki'ilu, if you're really Goymer Belivai, to be Moser Nefesh, HaKiddush Hashem, says the Ramchal, Chazal tell us, it's Ki'ilu Moser Nefeshai. So the Kabbalah itself is almost the whole Maisa. Avada, if you're able to do the action, so then, Avada, you have to do the action. But you see, he brings from Biruchim, numerous places, he brings a whole bunch of places from Biruchim, that with the Kabbalah itself is already a Aschala of the Maisa, and even could be even almost the whole Maisa itself. So you see the concept of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is a Mechayev. We've said many times, the Rav Schwab brings from, I think from the Maril Bloch, Zechariah Levracha, that he said that what's the difference between the end of Parshas Miketz and the beginning of Parshas Vayigash? The end of Parshas Miketz, Yehuda starts saying, "Man noimer, man edaber, man itzadok." It's Pasha telling my Yosef, "What can we do? I can't understand this. You know, we'll be avadim to you." And all of a sudden, the next Parsha, Vayigash, I love Yehuda, he comes with the whole strength, and he's saying, "No, I'm going to dever koshes, and I'm going to destroy like paroi." What was the difference between last week and the Parshas Miketz and Parshas Vayigash? And he says the difference was that he remembered that he took achrayus, that he made a kabbalah, he's going to get Yosef back. That itself gave him the kayach to be able to stand up, a kayach that he didn't have before. When he remembered that kabbalah and that achrayus, the kabbalah itself gives you the kayach. So sometimes a person thinks to himself, you know, how am I going to go do something? You know, I want to learn a certain amount. I want to do a mitzvah. I want to do whatever. I want to work on something. So, okay, I'm going to try. And it's a gaitnish. It doesn't go. And then you try the next time. You say, but I can't make a schaivas for myself because I see that it's much too hard. But the teretz is that if a person is mechayiv himself and he makes a kabbalah, he receives a siyata d'shamaya to be able to accomplish. And even though you'll have two people who are trying to, or the same person, trying to do the exact same thing, once with a kabbalah, once without a kabbalah, you can't bring a raya one to the other. Because with the kabbalah, a person's mekabel siyata d'shamaya. And you see here, it's integral. It's integral, says the Gaon. So the first thing is the kabbalah. And then there's the ma'isa, the person can't be just a loymed. Person has to be loymed al manas lasoy. So if you're able to do the mitzvah, avadi mechuyev to do the mitzvah. There's a ma'isa to the mitzvah. So there's two parts to everything. Now the truth is, like this. So over here it says, we just said, libavtini ba'achas meinayich, one of your eyes. One of your eyes, says the Gaon, is the Kabbalah without the Maisa. There's two parts to Torah, Kabbalah and Maisa. So, but the Gaon says, with one of the eyes, take it when you're Mekabel, and Harevel, and Hargrizim, Nikva Avosach Belibi. So, Rebbe says, beautiful. It says, we already had Psukim before, in Parak Aleph, Pasuk Tezvav, that said, Hinach Yafa Rayasi, Hinach Yafa Inayach Yoinim. I'm reading from page Reish Lamed Dalet, Reish Lamed Hey. So over there we were masber. What are these two eyes? The eyes of the yoina. So the Gaon said over there that the beauty of a yoina is when the eyes are the same. There's not one too big, one too small, or they're centered. Everything has to be exactly the same. So he says the nimshal was nase v'nishma. Nishma is the Kabbalah, and Nase is the Asiya. Nase v'Nishma. Because he writes over there, Yeshna Dairish Veinah Mekayim. Some people are willing to learn and Darshan, they're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Some people are the other. Some people's Chachmas and Meruvah Memaisav. Some people are the opposite. So it said, you're so beautiful because both of your eyes, side the Kabbalah and side the actual Limud and Maisa HaMitzvah, they're taka both the same. Now, this concept of Chachma Meruba Mimaisav, the Mishnah and Ava says, Kol Shemaisav Meruba Mechachmasai, if your actions are more than your Chachma, Chachmasai Miskayemes. Kol Shechachmasai Meruba Mimaisav, but if you have more Chachma than actions, that means you're like a layman and you're not Yoisa, so Ein Chachmasai Miskayemes. In other words, normally we think, what does one have to do with the next? Limud HaTorah is Limud HaTorah. Kiyam HaMitzvos is Kiyam HaMitzvos. However, you see from the Mishnah, if a person learns, and he has chachma, but then he doesn't bring it to the action. Ein chachma say miskayemes. Even his chachma he loses. They're not separable. Avad, if you don't have it, you can't do it. You can't do the ma'isa mitzvah. So then avad, the chachma, kilo atzai, whatever you have. But if you're able to do it and you don't, so then it loses it. So now what's the famous Rabbeinu Yonah here? Rabbeinu Yonah asks, how is it possible for a person to have ma'isa of merubim mechachmasa? How could you have your actions are more than your understanding? In other words, you can only do what you know. So how is it possible that you could do more than you know? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah asks. So Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. He says, "Amishnah dibra lefi eitza toiva no mekubelis sheyesh l'misheinu yedea leval yava nafshay." He says, what if you have a person, he doesn't know Kala Taira Kula yet, or he knows very little of Taira perhaps. So he says, a person should be mekabel on himself to do everything that he's told to do by the Chachamim, lo yasir mehem yamin usmal, and everything the Torah tells him to do. Everything he's told to do, he should be mekabel on himself, belev shalem. And once he's mekabel on himself, belev shalem, miyad that he made the Kabbalah, ma'alel of schar kilu kiyam kol ha-mitzvahs. With the Kabbalah itself, it's as if he doesn't even know the mitzvahs. You ask him, what are the mitzvahs? He doesn't know. But he was mekabel that whatever he's told to do by the Torah and the Chachamim he's willing to do. So then it's kilu he did it. So it's ma'isah merubim mechachmasai. This guy's ma'isim are more than his chachma. Because he really, his ma'isim aren't ma'isim that he's done yet. It's the Kabbalah to do the ma'isim that he has schar for. And he says, that's the pshat in Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma was the Kabbalah that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do, we're going to do. Nase, we're going to do, nishma, whatever we're told to do. So it's ki'ilu klai yisol's mekayim kol ha-teira kula. That's pshat chachmasai, I'm sorry, ma'isav is merubim mechachmasai, chachmasai miskayemes. That's Nase v'nishma. So you hear, again, you see the concept of the Kabbalah, of the Kabbalah. So says Reb Revda, the L'chaira, if the Gaon said before, the two eyes are referring to Nasa and Nishma, that means we're talking about the concept of a Kabbalah and the concept of an Asiya. So therefore he says, when it says here, Libavtini be'achas me'naich, even one of your eyes is enough for me to love you. Which eye is that? That's the Kabbalah. Just with the Kabbalah, even though you haven't gotten to the actual action, that's enough for me to love you so much. And that's when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Again, they went over the Yarden earlier in the Pasuk. They went straight to Har Eivel and Har Grizim. And over there is a Machlokes in the Gemara, exactly what happened at Har Eivel and Har Grizim. But according to one man, Amar, they were a Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula again over there. And through all of the orers and baruchs over there, it says Vanu Kala Amen. They answered Amen on every orer and every or, even though the Torah only said or, the Gemara says there was a baruch as well for each and every one. They answered Amen. They were Makabel those. And the last one over there that says, it says, Arasher lo yakim as divrei hatayra hazois. Arasher lo yakim as divrei hatayra hazois. So the Mefarshim say, the Ramban says, that this is referring to kan kolal es kol ha-teira kula. In that aror and the baruch of whoever is going to be mekayim kol ha-teira, Klal Yisrael were mekabel kol ha-teira kula. I'm sorry, Rashi says that already. Rashi says they're mekabel kol ha-teira kula. And the Ramban says a lashon, ki ha-kabbalah ha-zois. What is this Kabbalah? So the Ramban says a little differently. It's not just to be mekayim kol ha-teira kula, sheyoyde b'mitzvois b'liboy v'yu b'einov emes. In other words, a person is b'mekabel that he believes in Torah, the Torah's emes. V'yamin sheoysa oysan yeleschar v'toiva v'oyver aleim yonish. If you do it, you'll have schar. If you're over on them, you will get a punishment. Now, the Ramban's bothered by a question. L'chaira, according to Rashi, Arash Allah Yaki means we're mekabel to keep the whole Torah. So it means if you do an Aveira, you're b'chlal this Arar, you didn't keep the Torah. If you didn't keep the one mitzvah in the Torah, kan kolol es kol ha-Torah. So Ramban's bothered. So you do one Aveira, you're ready, b'chlal, Arash Allah Yaki, satayra azoitz. So Ramban says no. Avada, if a person is a befeirish, a person eats chazer, or he eats something with taivasa, or he didn't make a sukkah, or he didn't take lulav because he was lazy. Of course he's not in this cherem. It doesn't say, or asher lo yases divrei ha-Torah azois. You can't say a guy who falls to his yetzahara is bechlal the orer. Asher lo yokim is divrei ha-Torah azois, he says, like it says, kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, the same lashon, that they were moideh, and they were mekabel on themselves, that the entire Torah is MS, and they believe in the Torah. And that's bar arash lo yakim es divrei ha-Torah azois, is to be maimin in the Torah. So now, when Klal Yisrael were mekabel this at Har Grizim, was a Kabbalah, so says the Gaon, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with that Kabbalah, we haven't got even to any actions, with that Kabbalah for Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a special Ava, a special Libavtini, with the one eye, Ba'achas Me'inayich, that was Nikva Belibi. And the last thing is, Libavtini Ba'achad Anok Mitzav Reinayich. And here the Gaon references something, the first two halves, we referenced what he said before. Here he himself references what he said before in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, that it talked about over there, Novel l'chayayich batayrim, your cheeks were nice with a certain type of jewelry that went on the cheeks. And then there's Tzavorech Bacharuzim, and your neck had this necklace with bits and pieces on it. So the guy over there explained that the L'chayayich was like a triangular thing. And it was a triangular thing, and it represented Torah. It represented Torah, and there was one on each side, he says. One on each side, let me see if you find where it is. Right, there was one on each side for Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebiksav has Tanakh, that's why it has three corners. Torah Shebal Peh has Mishnah, Gemara, and Braisa, which has three corners. And then he said that the one around, and the head is what's used for Levin HaTorah. The necklace goes on the body, that's for mitzvahs. So at Tzavarech Bacharuzim, and mitzvahs are made up, a necklace, this neck is made up a lot of different pieces, like we said in Rashi, a lot of different pieces, from all the different Maisei HaMitzvahs that a person does. So he says over here, so Anak is the necklace in our pasuk. Hu kemayshikasavti leil shetmunasei veichusai shu'alkiyum hamaisa loiv shenoisam b'tzavar. Those mitzvahs you wear around the neck, he says. So he's saying, Libavtini, I love you, what? Ve'achas Anak mitzavar naich. One of the pieces that are on your necklace. Pirish, and this is similar to like Rashi said, Tekev kisho asiso mitzvah saseh echad. Once you did one mitzvah, there was another love. In other words, in the pasuk before, the Kabbalah for all the mitzvahs brought a love. In the Libavtini Bachas Meinaich. Here he's saying, one Maisa HaMitzvah brought an extra Ahava. What was that? K'mayshakasa v'yomol Yoshua. Nikva avosach oid belibi. The first mitzvah Klai Yisrael did when they went into after Harayvel Hargrizim, the first mitzvah saseh, says the Gra, that they did was Vayomol Yahushua. It says over there that it's a pasuk in on page Reish and Dal Reish and Hey. He brings all the psukim from Yeshua. It says that when the Malchi Amari, the Malchi Knani, heard Klai Yisrael go through the Yarden and it was dried up, Vayimas Levavam. So at that time, and this is after I think for on Pesach, that time, Amar Hashem Yeshua, that it's time to be Mal Klai Yisrael Shenis. What does it mean Shenis? Because they read Adabris Mila on the way out of Mitzrayim by the Karban Pesach. All 40 years, says the Pasuk in the Midbar, they weren't mal, the Ruach Tzvainis, except Shevet Levi, the Ruach Tzvainis didn't blow, so it was a danger for them to have a bris mila, so they didn't have a bris mila, so now it's time, says Rabbeinu Shalaylam, to make a bris mila for all the people who were born in the Midbar, who didn't have a bris mila. So it's interesting, he just points out over here, the Pasuk says, V'zeh ha-dover asher mol Yeshua, and this is the dover. So Rashi says, what do you mean the Dover? Says Rashi, they Dibur Malaysam. He convinced them through Dibur. Rashi says he told them, you think you're gonna Yarsh and Eretz Yisrael Arelim? You're gonna be able to inherit and conquer Eretz Yisrael Arelim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, V'atos Brisi Tishmar, you have the Bris Mila, V'nosati L'chol Zarecha Acharecha, Zeretz Megurecha, and I'll give them the land of Eretz Canaan, says Rashi. So Rashi's saying that Yeshua told them, you can't conquer Eretz Yisrael unless you have a Bris Mila. Hashem said Beferish to Avraham Avinu. So that's V'zeh HaDover. So he brings a Chassam Sofer, in Drashas, the Chassam Sofer says that a little differently. Chassam Sofer says that, can you imagine, Klal Yisrael at this moment, they're entering Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So you say, now do a Bris Mila? They're going to say, 1 second. We seem to recall another group of people who did a Bris Mila, and then when they had to fight, they were too weak. By the Anshei Shechem, right? They told the Vayibayim HaShlishi Yisem Kaavim, it was over. So says the Chassam Sofer, Klal Yisrael is a little nervous over here. We're going to do Bris Milah now. We're about to fight wars. How can we do a Bris Milah? So Yeshua told them, V'zeh ha'dover asher molei som Yeshua. He told them, Divrei Kvushim, Shtarka Musar, he told them, Ein machiv ha'mila memes. It's not the pain of the Milah that kills. El ha'chet memes. Chet is what's memes. Shrei mulim hayu kolam yaitzim in Mitzrayim. And that's the lashon of the pasuk. V'zeh ha'dover shemo Yeshua. Kol ha'am ha'yotzim in Mitzrayim. That wasn't just, he was telling them that look what happened on the last night, the night of Karban Pesach and Makas Becheiris, all of Klal Yisrael had to have a bris milah. And they left Mitzrayim. The Rambam says, Eloshen, B'shas Yitziyosun Malu. It was that night that they had a bris milah, and they all lived. Nobody died. There was no problems. Why? Why? Because it's not the milah. And then he told them, and what about for 40 years in the Midbar, nobody had a bris milah, and none of those people are left. They all died in the Midbar. So what's the pshat? The Vayisachais, some cipher says, he was telling them, has nothing to do with the milah. Chet is memes. In the Midbar, they didn't have bris milah, and yet they had the chet of the Meraglim for 40 years, they had to die. Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, they had bris milah, they didn't have a chet, so they didn't die. So that's Vized Dvar Yeshua, he said Musa to them. Don't think that this is, don't look at Shechem and say we're fighting wars. You do the Rabbeinu Shalom's will, so then he will fight the war for you. So the first mitzvah that was done here was the mitzvah bris milah, a Maisa mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you did one mitzvah saseh after your Kabbalah, so now it's like you're making even stronger. So there's another step of Ahava. But the truth is, just to take it one step further, really, really, we know when it comes to benching, there's a chiyuv to say two things in the bracha of Noida. There's a chiyuv to say bris and taira. So as the Gemara says, it's kapaska in the Shulchan Aruch. If you forget to say bris and taira, v'abrischa shechazam divsareinu, v'al teirascha, if you forget to say that during benching, you have to be chayzer. You have to start benching again. Now it's in our nusach, so it's not such a hard thing for us to remember. But if you forget it, why? So the Gemara says, "Shayidei bris nitna lavram b'parshas mila." This pasuk that we mentioned from Rashi that Yeshua told them that Vatos Brisi Tishmar and you'll be Yerush the land, the Gemara is telling us Bischutz Bris Mila were Yerush Eretz Israel. Not just like Rashi said, you think you're going to get it, that Avraham Avinu was told. No, you need that Schus. You need the Schus of Bris and you need the Schus of Torah. So Memela, it's not just that Klal Yisrael did one mitzvah saseh. They did the mitzvah saseh that's necessary with Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. They were Mekabalah HaTorah. That's component number one necessary for Kibush Haaretz. Then when they were mal, they did brischa, they were mal, at that point they had the second component necessary for Yerushas Haaretz. So now, even though Rav Revdus has a very good shmak of art, he says, even though, l'chair, what do you mean? We said, once you're mekabel all mitzvahs, it's kilu, you did them all. So isn't it kilu that they were mal themselves? So the Pasha Teretz is, kilu is when you don't have the opportunity. But when you have the opportunity, you have to do it. But he says more of yeshiva shavart, and he says that l'maisa, when it comes to a person who doesn't have a bris milah, it's not the pshat, he just doesn't have a bris milah, he's a metzias of an arel. He's an arel. So ke'ilu can make it you did a mitzvah, but ke'ilu can't take off the arelus from the person. Can't take the arelus from a person. So memela, of all the mitzvahs Klal Yisrael needed to do, that they were lacking in the Kabbalah, because it's ke'ilu doesn't work, they had to do the ma'isa bris milah. But the point being here is that v'abrischa shechasam tiv sereinu is one of the components necessary to be Yerush HaSaretz. So when we're Mekabel HaTorah HaRevel HaGrizim, the next step is Bris Milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nikva Avosam Belibi, there's another step of the Ava. And just one more Nekuda, and then we'll end with this. What's special about Bris Milah? Just Kedai, whether this fits back into the Pasuk or not, but it's a very interesting thing. The Torah in Hilchas Milah writes, Mitzvah saseh l'chol adam b'Yisrael she'im alas b'nai. It's a mitzvah to be mal a person's son. U'gadoy lehi mishar mitzvah saseh. It's bigger than other mitzvah saseh's because it's Pesach and Milah are the only two mitzvah saseh's that have a chi of karis if you don't do the mitzvah saseh. And it has Yogimu Brisais, the Nikra, and Avram wasn't called the Shalim Achenimal, And uvizchusay nichras lebris al nesinas haaretz. It takes a person matzila medina shal gehanim. Right, we say in the bracha, right? Hakem ischar zois hatzel yidena meshachas, right? To save him from gehanim. Someone who has an arlot, me'usash, shenizganu bo'ev de kechavim, the goyim are called arelim, and any person who's made for brisa shel Avraham Avinu, either he's einay mal, oisha moishach, or lasai, even if he has teirem, maisim taivim, ein lechelik mo'elam abba. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu almost got killed on the way back to Mitzrayim because he wasn't mal his son. It was nenish miyad baderech. Al-Kain says the tour tzarech lihizar ba ma'oid. And he goes further and he further. It's bris chasim b'vsareinu. It's not like other mitzvahs like tefillin and tzitzis that you could take it off. Mila is kavua. It's meyid that Hashem chose us. And we're his nation. Asher l'dar v'dar anachnu chayovim lo'ivde l'saper t'ilasei. Long arichus, the Torah says over here. So comes along the Bach and he says, what's going on? Yesh lasis leiv al zeh. He says, why the Torah, it was meirich so much in this mitzvah? He says, is it possible in his times they needed chizuk in the mitzvah of bris milah? So he was mamish coming to make a point. He says, "Lo shamanu me'aviseinu miskenenu." He says, "We never heard that in the Torah's time there was something missing. The olam was lax in bris milah." He says, "I'm not so far." He says, "From the door of the Torah." He writes, he "says our door is not so far from his door." And if he had such a thing, we would have heard about it. Says the Bach. It's a lashon of the Bach. So says the Bach an unbelievable thing. He says, "No." He says, I'm going to show you that people were nichshal, but not in the pashut pshat of the mitzvah of Mila. And he says, we have the same problem in Ardor, he writes. The ikar mitzvah of bris Mila is to have a bris kodesh in a person's guf, lishmar es kol gufoy mikol tumas arayis. Bris Mila saves a person from averis of arayis. V'nei harbe nichshalim ba'avon zeh, says the Bach. Many people are nichshar litamos ois bris kodesh ba'arayis. He says, we have this problem in our generation, he says. People are being mitameh the ois bris kodesh. They're doing the milah, they're maling their kids. But later on, they're ruining it. Uveyichu b'bnois kusim. Says, they're marrying goyim. Umaylidim banim la'akum. V'gam rabim boim al noshim p'nuyos b'nidasam. People live with single women who are nidais. V'nasis lehem keheter. And they think, what's this? She's not Eishas Ish. So what's the problem? It's not an erva. What's the isser of a p'nuya? So it's a problem. V'akein herich rabbeinu b'droy shamila kama gedoylohi. So therefore, the tour was myrich. And he was saying, imikayim oisi kemamara shaloi poigem oisai. He says, you have to realize the Torah is going to Arichas to tell you bris milah is not just the Maisa Mitzvah. The bris milah over here is a Maisa Mitzvah that you have to keep the Kedusha. And oid God, dover godol mizeh, that Eretz Yisrael was given in bonecha mekaymen es hamilah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im lavein nichnasim laretz. So says the Bach, that when a person is poigim, ois bris kodesh, so that is machzik galuseinu shei nichnasim laretz. Just like they needed bris milah to get into Eretz Yisrael, even if we keep bris milah, but we don't keep what bris milah is supposed to do, we're metame the bris kodesh, it keeps us in galus. How can you go back to Eretz Yisrael? How can you go into Eretz Yisrael without bris? And therefore he says, and also it's matzah medina shel gehanim, so on and so forth, alkein tzarech lizor ba ma'oid, number one, lekayim bizmana, and not to be poigem the kedushas oispris. This is the lashon of the Bach. So therefore, when you want to know again how integral bris milah is, now another thing, just another nekuda, is that all those errors that we said by Har Griz and Har Evel, most of them are arayis. Most of them are arayis. So even if it was kailo kalatera kula, there's one man the Amr says we already got kalatera kula. That was just a special krisas bris and arayis. Because we find in Parshas Acharei at the end of Arayis, v'loisaki ha'aretz eschem et hamachem oisa. Right? If you do Arayis, you get spit out. Kasher ko'es ha'goy ha'shalifneichem. Eretz Yisrael can't be soivel tumah, but tumas Arayis is the worst. It can't be soivel. It spits us out. So when we talk about the schus of bris going into Eretz Yisrael, and what we were mekabel har grizim har evil, it wasn't just val brischa the maisa mitzvah, because the Bach is telling us, tumas arayis is also not doing bris milah, keeping bris milah's kedusha from arayis and from bias asuris and all those things. So when we're going into Eretz Yisrael, not only mekabel the mitzvahs, v'abrit chashechasam d'sheinu, the one mitzvah say that we did was the mitzvah of brit, that gets us into Eretz Yisrael, and keeps us in Eretz Yisrael, if we keep the mitzvah of bris milah l'shleimusai, and that says the Gaon, when we did that ma'isa mitzvah, that was the third level of libavtini, one going through the Yarden, be mekabel es ha-mitzvahs, and then the kiyum of mitzvahs haseyachah. Okay, we'll continue next week.